Hey folks, I won't lie to you, there was a lot of booze involved during my weekend in Iowa. So, ignore what we say a little bit later. What you need to do is go back to Misinformation episode 124. The episode is called ABC, E-H-B-C. See what he did there? Yeah, good one, Zach. Anyway, you gotta go back and listen to that one. Misinformation episode 124 before you can listen to this episode of Legend in My Spare Time. Understand? Thanks a lot, Buttercup.
Your father will be home soon, and I think he has a big surprise for you.
That's right. It's me, your papa. I traveled to Canada, and I see the reverend, the fat one and the stupid one, and I bang their heads together, and I say, hey, my boys are sad. Make a new episode. And they said, okay.
But, papa, weren't you scared?
What's to be scared of? One's Canadian, and the other guy's Welsh.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, with all apologies, I am here to let you know that we, Legend in My Spare Time, your favorite podcast, are back in action each week with all new episodes. Let's call this our little mid-season break. And again, we're sorry we disappeared, but we're back now, and we just hope you can forgive us. So join us every week, Legend in My Spare Time, available on iTunes, of course, Legend in My Spare Time podcast.podbean.com. That's our website. LegendInMyPodcast@gmail.com is how you can get in touch with us and let us know what you want to hear on the podcast. We are back. AK, give him the scream.
Legend in my spare time, motherfucker.
Legend in My Spare Time podcast contains themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for some audiences. If you're easily offended or under the completely arbitrary age of 21, we suggest you get your podcast on elsewhere.
Born down in a dead man's town, the first kick that took us when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat too much, till you spend half your life just to cover it up now. Born in the USA, I was born in the USA, I was born in the USA, born in the USA.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another superior, exciting episode of Legend in My Spare Time. I am your illustrious host. I am Matt motherfucking Lees. And before we go any further, stop right now, you stupid fucks. Go to iTunes, download Misinformation episode 123. Because that is part one of this conversation. Otherwise, you're going to be all fucking confused. You're going to send me emails. Who's the guy in the back? Who's the guy doing the Chewy impressions? Go listen to Misinformation episode 123 and then get back to me. We'll wait while you do that. Okay, so, welcome back. My guests at this time, this is a special day because it is a reverend-free episode, which means there's going to be less swearing, cunt bitch. So, my first guest, the man directly across from me. Actually, you know what? I'm going to come to you last because I'll be waiting for you. So, the man to my right, his second appearance on Legend in My Spare Time, Eric, say hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
That's funny that you repeated exactly what I said.
I'm following orders.
All right, so Eric is back. So that must mean I am live in Waterloo, Iowa, and next to Eric is...
A bit of a downer.
Your name and where you're calling from, sir.
Los Angeles, hello.
Hello.
All right, and over here, Matt Jr., Chewy. There he is, the man with the greatest impression of Chewy that I've ever heard. And now, the final build-up. The guest that has eluded us. Forever. For one full year, this motherfucker has told me, yeah, we'll totally do the show. And then one time he said, no, I don't like doing Skype anymore. And then he did Skype with an Irish guy. And then he said, no, he did Skype with somebody else. And then he did Skype with somebody else. So what he really meant was, I don't like Skyping with just you, Matt Lees. So I had to come to his room, come to his house, and demand that he get on the fucking episode. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Zach.
Yo. And let me be perfectly fucking clear here. The reason was that I refused to record on substandard recording equipment. To do a show with you. It was not because I didn't want to do the show.
I understand.
You understand what I'm
saying? You hurt my feelings.
No, you heard the audio quality of the show you did last time you were here.
Yeah, but that was because I didn't turn on the input on the laptop.
But it's I still would have been on a audio quality lacking show,
no,
and I can't
no.
do that.
No, we were going to do the Dana Snyder snap, and you were just going to send me your half of it, and I was going to mix it at home.
But how would I do that, though? Because I'd have to talk to you on Skype to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a delay. There's a delay on Skype.
Right, that's why we do the snap, and then I fix the delay at home. But anyway, they don't care about this. You've hurt their feelings, and I think you should apologize.
I apologize to no one.
Fair enough. So, as you may have heard, if you just listened to it, Zach is the host of Misinformation, the second coolest podcast in the galaxy.
What's the first, Steve Dave?
Oh.
Oh.
That's fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Fair. That's a very fair statement.
And now feelings are hurt.
Oh. So, we are live, Waterloo, Iowa, my second visit. It's very exciting. This time, there's a little less bald men. But there's still some bald love going on, and it's been an interesting time. It's been a very interesting time. Now, for those listeners who are going to be emailing me and asking me, this is all you're getting. These are the guys that are here. There's nobody else. He doesn't love you anymore.
He's in Idaho.
He's moved on. Don't
well,
email
she's
me.
A hoe, all right. Oh. What? 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 What happened? What happened? Who did?
Yeah, oh. Ruckus up in here. You keep going.
See, what happened was...
See, what happened was...
See, what happened?
Potato, I say potato.
So, let's get the business out of the way. LegendInMyPodcast@gmail.com is how you can email me. We still want your entries for the Limerick Contest. And for those of you who don't remember, Dirty Limerick Contest, you're going to send it in, and if we choose you as the winner, we're going to put your Dirty Limerick to music and send it back to you on a pretty little CDR with a sticker.
What's the rules to a limerick? Like a haiku is 575. How does a limerick work? You don't know, do you?
This was all reference idea.
It has to be dirty.
Yeah, no, that's right.
But there are very specific rules to how a limerick works. Like
yeah.
I think it has to do with like the final word of the third sentence or stanza has to rhyme with the first one, and there's a structure to it.
Okay, so what we'll do?
Look it up on the internet.
Yeah, if you want to enter the dirty limerick contest, Google how a limerick works. Email to me, legendofmypodcast@gmail.com, and we'll get the dirty limerick contest going. And we are still always playing "Am I an Asshole?" because that's the nation's favorite game.
I think the answer is usually yes.
Generally, it is, but yeah. I'm a Hawkeyes fan. Am I an asshole?
Yes.
Exactly. No. See, that's how the game works. It's fun. It's fun. You know, it's exciting. It's
no. In all fairness, you're not an asshole. You're a fucking prick.
Well done, sir.
now do him.
Careful.
His mics and equipment.
You wouldn't want to hit me.
Eric moved his mic. Go ahead, hit him. Fuck, I don't give a shit.
Listen, man, this is my show now.
Ham fist that son of a bitch.
Listen, this universe we're in right now is the universe in which I whipped your ass at the wedding. Because according to my listeners, I beat your ass. So, and the listeners can't see you right now.
Whatever you gotta tell yourself to sleep at night, I'm fine with.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
His arms are as big as Lisa's would have to be to make that even kind of work.
What are you, leasing a house? Who's Lise?
That's just what we call you.
Lise.
Yeah. It's our American accents.
Oh.
Yeah,
I get it, eh?
Anymore, we don't even try.
Welcome to my podcast, eh? Welcome to the podcast, eh? Fucking Canada, eh?
That's what it is. It's his fucking accent. That's what fucks up his Chewy.
It's a Canadian Chewy.
So, you legend in my spare time listeners know Chewy as Helen Keller, for obvious reasons. So, for those of you who are confused, that's Helen Keller beside me here.
I think, if anything, that particular fucking impression he did cements him as Helen Keller.
It's true. Let's have it again. Ready? Ladies and gentlemen, I submit for your approval, Helen Keller doing Chewbacca.
Shut your whore mouth,
Matt. you almost choked over your words, you know, cute and shit.
All of a sudden, he's got a spine.
Oh, it's a clusterfuck already. It's like 6 minutes in.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Who's beeping?
Not me.
We're nothing if we're not
consistent. Hey, did you get a text message?
Yes, he did.
I'm on vibrate.
So is she. That's why she doesn't need you anymore.
Oh, no.
See what I did there?
That was a hurtful thing to say.
That's what I'm good at. That was awesome. I'm proud of myself.
That was nice.
So, folks at home will remember Eric here from Matt Lees vs. USA Part 1. He was a bit of a downy. Which, I know, I understand that back then, this is when we still had poor audio quality because I hadn't figured out how to use my laptop yet and change it from the onboard mic to the actual expensive mixing board that we spent time setting up. But this was an episode recorded on a leather couch around a fire, you know, at some douche's house that no longer lives here.
Yeah.
And this is the episode in which Weller and I were giggling like schoolgirls as you told the story about the dude who was had to clean up poo.
Yeah, that was good shit.
That was killer. Do you have any...
Oh, that was bad shit.
No, it was good shit.
Good shit.
What?
Listen, we
what
don't
I
have,
just missed?
We don't have as much of a format here. Okay? You just say whatever you want.
It doesn't even have to make sense.
So, do you have any more stories about the retard you work with?
I work with new retards.
Oh.
Now, remember, we had to just got done dumping a show.
Right.
And because, we will not because there were names named.
Yeah, I'm good.
They named names.
Does that mean you're good, like you're not going to tell us a story?
Not about retards I work with.
Okay. What about retards you do a podcast with?
Oh! What? It's the same retard I work with.
Oh, damn!
Fair enough.
What?
What?
Wait, what happened?
See, what happened was...
I'm charging batteries over here. Leave me alone.
Oh, sorry. Are we disturbing you?
No, it's fine. No, go ahead. Keep using my equipment.
I have mine in my backpack. I offered to set it up. Yeah, well, Iron Man's gay. Fuck you.
Oh! Hey, oh, there go the, oh, there go the headphones again.
And you made me knock down Wedge!
Oh...
What is that?
That X-Wing fighter sure does take up a lot of space on your desk.
Ow.
Ow.
Yeah, you should hang him from the ceiling.
I don't want to do all that.
Hey, let's make sure we're not pulling a Matt Lees. And, well, we are still recording. Look at that.
Why?
Usually in our podcast, we go an hour and a half and we haven't been recording. And then the Reverend gets angry. Shit. Oh, look, now we're playing with toys.
See, we usually just have to, you know, wait for an hour and a half while he sets equipment up.
My equipment's always set up.
It's not what. Never mind.
Oh. No, get some popsicle sticks. Just prop it up.
It's set up. It's just not running.
Oh, so well. Anything else? This has been another episode of Legend in My Spare Time. Thank you for joining us. Oh wow. I can't remember what stories we just told on the first hour, and now we're gonna fucking just repeat ourselves.
Yeah. No, we won't. Yeah. Why would we do that?
Right.
Hey, what do you guys have for listeners now?
What do you mean, like numbers?
Yeah, you gonna bring us some listeners here?
5,000 a week.
That's not true.
Prove it. Fuck you. So
this discussion's over.
I don't want to talk about it.
Kablot.
We did have delicious Pablo's today. I ate a 2-pound burrito.
Well, he really
gentlemen.
Doesn't want to talk about it.
24. You didn't eat the 2-pound burrito.
That burrito ate you, sir.
It's true. And then
it's been shitting you out for the last 10 minutes.
And yeah. And then your wife told me she was ashamed of me.
Yeah. That's one of those stories we already talked about.
Was it?
Yeah.
Aww.
Damn.
Oh.
We used to tell the good stories on you.
Yeah. We wasted the good surprise on you.
What's that from?
Simpsons.
Big Daddy.
Oh, isn't it?
Big Daddy,
I thought
Daddy,
it was
yeah.
a Simpsons.
No, it's
yeah.
the... We wasted...
For once,
yeah.
Simpsons didn't do it.
Oh. I picture Ralphie saying it.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
I got nothing. I don't know what's going on.
You try.
A fucking train wreck already. Usually, oh, speaking of that, we are coming soon to Trainwreck Radio. All right,
I did not know that.
I've been telling them that for fucking 6 months,
which is awesome. It'd be a lot easier to do if they'd get their FTP back up and running, because it's real hard to send them a show when you can't send them a show.
That's fair. Yeah, we even recorded a few shows, but they were like 3 months ago, so yeah. We have to start over. I blame the Rev.
I edited a bunch of shows for them, but I couldn't send them to them because they.
Suck.
Well, it's not that they suck. They just
don't say that, Eric. That's hurtful.
It's not that they suck. It's just I said, hey, email me once you've got the FTP back up so that I can send you the files. And that was 2 months ago, and I still haven't heard from them yet.
So yeah, coming soon to Trainwreck Radio, Legend in My Spare Time. And don't forget that you need to go if you're one of my listeners in our area. You need to go to Planet Leisure, Highland Road in Kitchener. And why is that, ladies and gentlemen?
That sounds like a porn store.
It does.
Yeah. It's exciting. It's like porn. It's action figures.
Planet Leisure?
Shit. Yeah, you heard me.
Planet.
Don't fuck with my sponsor.
Yeah, but he didn't really think ahead naming that joint, did he? I mean, it sounds like you'd go there and buy, like, fleshlights and dildos and shit.
Listen, if you fuck this up for me, I will drive back down here and attempt to kill you.
What actually is it?
What actually is it? It's a store for toys and collectibles and games.
Like collectible fuck toys?
No. No. Like fucking stupid Stay Puft Marshmallow Men.
That you can fuck?
Maybe. Listen. Listen. Leon, don't listen to them. Don't listen to these fucking Iowans.
What the fuck? I'm trying to help you.
Yes, it's a collectible store, and they are now the official sponsor of Legend in My Spare Time.
Outstanding. Well, who's our official
Outstanding.
Sponsor?
Matt Lees is your official sponsor. Okay? Matt fucking Lees is your official sponsor. And I do have a bone to pick with you that we should have done on Misinformation 123, but we didn't. Fuck you for your theme song thing. These fuckers, ladies and gentlemen, decided to put out a call for a theme song. When the Matt Lees Band is the official house band of Misinformation. Did I get an email? Did I get a request saying, hey man, listen, I went ahead and asked some people for a theme song, just so you're not offended because I know you're a diva. No, I didn't get that. So you know what? Fuck your theme song. I'm not going to do it.
How about that? Email.
We didn't ask you.
Well, yeah.
Well, now I'm really not.
Wow. Wow, you sure showed us. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm not gonna go outside and dunk a basketball right now.
Because you couldn't reach the net.
Yeah.
That's what you meant. Oh.
That's point proven.
It's harder to make fun of him when he's making fun of himself.
Well, but there's layers to that also.
Anymore, we don't even try.
Oh, I hear what he did there, folks?
Yeah, he did it.
He's from the grammatically incorrect episodes of Misinformation.
I don't know if there's anything grammatically incorrect about that. I think you just don't like it.
No. No. If Oliver's listening, Sir Oliver, he would correct you. You don't
he
start to
say... He speaks a different language.
No, he doesn't.
Yes,
he speaks properly.
No.
He speaks the Queen's English, you cunt.
Well, I don't work... I don't live in the Queen's England.
You do have a queen. Zach's kind of queen. Sometimes. Like at like his wedding when people were carrying him around. It was cute.
Yeah, you're just mad because you couldn't lift me with those tiny little fucking arms.
I
wanted to carry him, but they snap like twigs.
That's true, ladies and gentlemen. My arms are slight.
Are your legs that skinny?
I bet those fuckers are bone white, too.
I'm Welsh. I can't help it.
Hey, does he have a pulse? I don't know. Watch his femoral artery.
I hate you bastards. And if I knew what that artery was, I'd fucking come up with a comeback. Don't use your big fancy words here, sir. There are no college graduates on this podcast.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is. Good one. Yes, there are. Who, just him?
No, yeah, there is. Maybe he meant one person.
And who's that? Isn't he a college graduate too?
Yeah, but he's not on your podcast. He's just
I am right now.
Oh, I don't know, man. I could fucking edit it all out.
Well, that's going to be a real fucked up episode.
Welcome to my world. You guys have obviously never listened.
Fucking cut everybody out but him.
Yeah. It'll be the Matt Lees monologue. Instead of, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
Yeah. Who wants to listen to Matt Lees on his own?
So you're telling me you don't want to fucking, you don't want to do a theme song?
I'm a little insulted, and I don't think...
Well, the call went out. What, you're so special you have to be asked personally?
Yes, I once offered you. I once said, hey, man, I'll work up a theme song, and you said, we're not really theme song type guys. That's what you said to me.
Oh, wow.
Just like when you said, I don't really like doing Skype, but if you're from Ireland, then I'll do Skype. Or if you're Ollie, I'll do Skype. Fuck you, Ollie, I love you.
The Skype thing I don't feel bad about, but... The other thing I kind of feel.
Yeah. I love your band. Your band's great. Oh, great. Do you want me to work up a theme song? No, we're not really theme song guys.
I wish you would make a theme song for me. Just for me.
All right. Done.
Yeah. It's called Baby Elephant Walk.
So, getting back to my slight arms, it's true that I did sell a Gibson Epiphone because it was too heavy. It used to hurt my back when I used to play a set. Oh, whoa. Doc's here. So Marty, we have to go!
What do you play now?
I had a big hollow body Gibson Epiphone. Okay. The one that B.B. King and Noel Gallagher plays. You shut your whore mouth, Zach. You shut your whore mouth. Fine, you're bored? It's game time, I think. Because we brought up Oliver, and he is currently the reigning and defending champion of the Spare Time Olympics. You guys aware of what this is? No, because you've never listened to my show.
I know about it.
I don't listen to my show. Why don't I listen to yours?
I knew about it before it started.
Right, because you were supposed to be on it, because then you decided you didn't like Skype, so you didn't want to be on it. Even though it's going to be you against the guy from Portland. And you're like, oh, I don't know about this Skype thing. All right, why don't you guys come over to my house so I can ask you 5 shitty trivia questions.
Am I playing against JJ?
No, because you're afraid of JJ.
Right? I'm not afraid
of JJ. JJ says, fuck you.
I'm not afraid of JJ.
JJ is a good man. He was the only one to send us a sounder for our 1-year anniversary. Thanks again, Zach.
Hey, you guess what?
What's up?
That show that you're bitching about hasn't aired yet, so nobody knows you want sounders, prick. Don't give me fucking inside information. You're fucking... The people are going to be listening to shows week after week where you're just fucking dressing them down and cornholing them over. You guys are fucking assholes. Nobody sends us anything. Nobody loves us. We do all this great shit for you. And then you're going to realize, you're going to be like, fuck. They don't even know we're looking for the sounder yet because we banked 3 episodes so I could go to fucking the United States and then bitch about being there because it's cold.
It is fucking cold.
How is it colder here than there?
It's freezing here, man. Freezing. It's freezing. My nipples are rock hard and not because I'm excited.
It's warmer there because their government provides heat or health care or something.
They're in a big glass dome.
Yeah.
Right. So, listen.
The last 300 pages suck. Yeah.
What do you mean the last 300 pages?
You guys are under the dome.
Yeah.
Oh, well, anyway. Man. So, for you listeners at home, basically what we're explaining to you here is that I forgot that me and the Reverend Damn Davies banked like 4 episodes. So, in an episode coming soon, you're going to hear me asking you to send us sounders for our 1-year anniversary.
Except for it's not an episode coming soon. It's an episode in the past if they're hearing this.
Oh, why do you have to hurt my brain?
Why do you?
Well, as of right. Okay, listen, folks.
Unless you're going to play them out of the order that you recorded them.
You might have heard an episode where I asked you for a sounder, and then you might have heard an episode where I said, fuck you for not sending me one. Problem was, I recorded both in the same week. Okay? I'm stupid. Ha ha. Look at the stupid Canadian. Fuck you guys.
Does anybody else feel like they're watching Lost?
What? I was just going to make a Hurley joke, but I knew one of you guys would hit me. Okay, so
I guess we know who got into the Dharma crackers. I love that.
Fuck Lost.
Ooh.
It got gay in the end.
Never watched it.
And then it was made worse by the Weezer-inspired album called Hurley.
With just his smiling cherubic face on the cover.
Gay.
I hear that fucking album sucks.
It's balls. Yeah. Have you heard their other albums?
I've heard like their older stuff.
Then you're fine. You've heard it. So,
there you go.
So, at this point, we're going to play everybody's favorite game. Leave a pause for the intro music. Welcome to the Spare Time Olympics.
That wasn't much of a pause.
No, you just fucked up the pause. Oh. So, no, it's fine because Zach now starts at -1. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Legend of My Spare Time Olympics.
That's awesome because I start at the same. I start at the same level as the fucking muscle content of his arm.
-5.
It's -3, Jack. Keep up.
All right. I heard him little feelings and he acted out by docking my score.
Shut up!
Here's the intro music.
No, I didn't want to scream into the mic.
You're so dumb.
Right.
Like, what the fuck did he do?
Don't yell at Chewie. I like him.
Was that a fucking buffalo?
All right, so here's what we're doing today, ladies and gentlemen. We are having this battle to decide the number one contender that will go up against Sir Oliver of London. Today's competitors... In this corner, his name is Eric. Say hello. So sit up and -1.
Get on the goddamn mic.
-1, you fuck.
I didn't know you were still with me.
And his opponent, standing at 3'7". Ladies and gentlemen, Zach.
Hi.
I think that possibly. Maybe
all right. So of course, as you all know, the Spare Time Olympics is a 5-part trivia show in which I ultimately decide who wins, and that is regardless of factual answers or anything being correct at all. Basically, we're just going to choose who wins out of this, and I'm going to get these two guys to help me, being Chewy and Fatty. So, here we go. All right. Question 1. Are you guys ready? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you scared? How do you feel?
Wait, yes. So do we each get an opportunity to answer the question?
Correct.
Okay.
That's ring in.
No, we each get an opportunity to answer the question.
So for question 1, I'll go like this, and question 2, I'll go like this, and it'll work. Don't worry, it's going to work out evenly. Does your brain hurt?
A little bit.
It's like the time travel episode of Misinformation. Oh, God! It fucking hurts! I listened to that episode like 4 times and was like, what the fuck?
Why are there only 10 universes? I don't understand!
All right. Question one. Who would like to go first?
Just start over there.
All right. Sir, if you could be any character from the Star Wars universe, who would you choose and why?
I would choose Chewbacca because apparently you can be functionally retarded and still have people take you across fucking state lines, country lines, and somebody will still try to fuck you in a bush.
All right, that's worth 2 points. I like it. That means you're minus one. All right. Eric, if you could be any character from the Star Wars universe, who would you choose and why? If you say Jabba the Hutt, I'll give you 10 points.
Jabba the Hutt, because I've been meaning to shed a few pounds.
All right, so that's minus one. Try to be creative, okay? Don't take what I get.
I took it first,
so now you're at minus two. All right, next question.
He's so pissed.
He's so pissed. I insulted myself.
I know. Just try to be original.
Minus three. Violence.
Now you're at minus three for hitting. That hurts, man. You hit me harder than he did. Alright.
He had to go through all that air to get to bone.
I would take a point away, but fuck you. Okay. Here's how this question's gonna work. I'm gonna start a sentence. First one to finish it with the correct line gets the point. You guys ready for this? Here we are, hanging on to threads of greens and blues. Break the chain and we fall down. Oh, it's not real if you don't feel it.
Cock.
So, Zach is now at minus two.
What the fuck?
Apparently that wasn't correct.
Would you like to attempt it now? Would it help if I told you it's a song?
It's a song about cock?
That's Cyndi Lauper, you bastard! Oh. The correct answer would have been to sing me the Goonies song. I hate this game. I hate all of you. Oh, why don't you knock that minus one for Adam? All right, so we have a close game. Zach's at minus two. Eric's at minus three. This is going very well. Okay. It went better when I had two guys from London on Skype. What the fuck?
Okay. Because during the delay, they had plenty of time to think about their answers.
Fair enough. Okay. Eric, you go first, okay? If they make a Back to the Future 4, where should they travel? Come on. It's his turn first. Don't speak yet. If they make a Back to the Future 4, where should they travel? It's perfectly simple.
9/11.
Because luckily the vehicles can fly.
You know what? I got to give each of you a point because that was cool. But... incorrect. Zach, if they make a Back to the Future 4, where should they travel?
Jenna Jameson's snatch, because it won't be the first time that four guys have been in there.
Very nice also, but incorrect. Minus four, minus three for Zach, because of the course, the correct answer is they should not make a Back to the Future 4.
That's true. That was a trick question. You didn't give that as an option.
So? You'd be creative, man.
I referenced flying cars saving buildings and Jenna Jameson's twat all within 30 seconds of each other.
I know what sounder I'm using for the opening. Okay. Zach, I would like you to tell me your top three NES games and explain your choices.
My top three NES games?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Super Mario 3.
Okay.
Tanuki Mario is excellent because he turns into stone and things walk by him. Gayest finishing move ever.
You mean other than Kung Fu Naki? Okay, continue. Sorry, so we got Super Mario 3, which was debuted in what movie? Bonus point.
Wizard.
My man Eric got it.
You keep your power gloves off of her.
Oh, I love that movie. I love you, Netflix, for letting me watch it again. All right, so Super Mario 3.
Yep. Number two would have to be Goonies 2. Goonies 2. Goonies 1 sucked, but Goonies 2 was awesome.
Okay.
All right. And Number three, which actually would be my number one, is anything that's not Mega Man, because that was the fucking gayest franchise ever made.
All right. I'm not giving you anything for the Goonies 2 because it sucked balls.
No, I love that.
No,
love
it was the same
game
as Goonies 1. It was just a different color scheme.
No.
I've got them both. We can compare.
But it was different because I played Goonies 1 and I wasn't happy with it at all. It didn't do anything for me. Goonies 2, I played the shit out of that game. Willow is an excellent game. Oh, I can get it.
Zach at minus one. Eric, top three NES games, and explain your choices, please.
Super Mario Brothers, because it was the first game I ever owned, and it was amazing.
Okay.
Castlevania, because it was the second game I ever owned, and Castlevania is badass.
Mm-hmm.
And three would be Ghostbusters.
Oh, the shitty, like, square bird's eye view Ghostbusters?
Yes.
All right, I like this guy. Guess what? You should be proud of yourself, because you're at zero now.
But Simon Belmont gobbles cock. It was very clear from the cartoon. I'm just saying.
Okay. Question
You're
five.
You're sabotaging yourself, sir.
Final question. This is going to get interesting, and I'll tell you why after I ask you the question. Okay? And you're both going to get a chance to answer this, okay? Even though this is the question that has an actual factual answer, you're both still going to get a chance to answer, okay? In Ghostbusters, what floor...
1, 2, or 3.
Ghostbusters 1, 2, or 3. That's 1 point for Adam. So you're technically in the lead right now. You're not even playing. Okay, so in Ghostbusters...
22.
Can I finish my fucking sentence?
I hate you!
In Ghostbusters, what floor does Dr. Venkman tell the other Ghostbusters he's going to throw up on?
I'm going to go ahead and stand by my answer.
Okay, so Zach says 22. Eric?
Or my alternate answer would be Dana Barrett after he fucks the shit out of her even though she is possessed.
That's dirty. That's Ghostbusters. Okay, what floor was it? You're both going to say 22?
Yeah.
Well, it's convenient that you both say the same one because I don't know the actual answer. So I'm going to give you each a point. So what that means is the final score is Eric 1, Zach minus 1. Now, this is where it gets interesting. What I need from you now, sir, is your acceptance speech. I need to hear you. We just gave you the Oscar, not you.
Make sure you thank him for having his feelings hurt so that I'd lose.
Shut your mouth, you dirty, dirty whore. Okay, so I'd like to hear your acceptance speech. I just handed you the number one contendership. How do you feel?
Oh my God, I have so many people to thank.
Fix! Fix!
First off, I'm going to have to start with the man upstairs.
Soy bomb! Zach, you're going to want to stop talking now. Just let him finish.
The only fictional character I believe in. The Dark Lord of the Sith. I got to thank Matt Lees, Legend of Spare Time. And I got to say...
Well, I just got to say that Beyonce video was fucking amazing. I'm going to let you have your mic back here in a minute. No, but I just wanted you to know that Beyonce, she did it. She did it up, and she's been doing it for years. I don't mean to take your moment. You can have it back now.
Oh, if only I had fucked you, because then I'd put you on my new album.
Is that done?
Then,
you finished?
And then I got to say, Ollie, I'm coming for you.
Fair enough. Okay, so here's what happens in this situation. His acceptance speech was gay. So what happens in this situation is I take all his points and I give them to you. But what that means is you had one and you were at minus one, so now we're tied at zero.
Soccer score, I called that shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the tie-breaking question. First correct answer wins. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who is your favorite Canadian?
Matt Lee.
Scott Mosier.
Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, the number one contender. I gave you a shot, you fuck. Number one contender coming for Ollie. The winner of this edition of the Spare Time Olympics is... Adam. Congratulations. No, I'm just kidding. Eric. You got all excited, too. Eric, congratulations. Give us your real story. How do you feel? You're the champ right now. You're coming for the champ.
I didn't give you that fucking speech. But tell him. I didn't give you speech. I'm not a big
fuck you said, but you're special.
All right, fuck it. This wraps up another edition of the Spare Time Olympics with the number one contender being Eric, and he's coming for you, Ollie. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid. This means you're going to have to get Skype for this. Cool, because Ollie knows he has to be ready to defend at any time. So it could get ugly, Ollie. be afraid. Let's do the extra music for the Spare Time Olympics. It's such a beautiful song. It is. Oh, I love this song so much.
What song?
Wait, what do you know? What? Whew, that was fun, wasn't it? Did you guys enjoy that?
That was bracing.
It was bracing. If anybody at home knows what floor is the actual...
It's 22.
Is it?
Yes.
Why do you think so...
she lives on, isn't it?
No, they're going up to the...
Could you not tell by the way he answered before you even asked the question that you probably knew the answer to
what
that?
What a jerk. So he says, "Is this? What, tell me when we get to 22 because I'm going to throw up?
Yeah.
That's a lot of floors to walk. I might throw up too.
And if it, like... It, like, I guess I'd say I'm 99.9%, and if it's not 22, it's 23.
All right, well, I didn't know the answer, so you guys each got a point, so we're all good that way.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
You still basically won because his feelings got hurt earlier.
Just saying.
And then at the very end, his feelings got hurt because I didn't say him.
Yeah.
You had your chance because he fucked up his speech. I threw it to you.
You're a fickle bitch.
I was supposed to fuck up the speech. Come on, no matter what I would have said, you wanted to tie it up just so you could do that.
Unless he'd have been in tears. Like, oh, yeah. God.
No. The correct speech would have been, fuck you all.
This was gonna be my speech.
Oh, that would have won too. And nobody bought the extra 5 points for feeding somebody a let. That's what she said.
I forgot. You didn't explain that.
Oh, I don't have to explain anything. But if one of you would have fed the other guy, that's what she said. You would have got 5 points.
I'm not feeding another dude nothing.
Anymore?
Anymore? I'm not
starting now. Starting now.
See, why is it that
starting now?
You say now. Like some of the stuff you say, like bean.
Bean? What?
Really?
What, I didn't say bean? The word bean.
Yes, you did. You just said bean.
Like, I don't like...
Bean. If you had bean doing that, that's what you just said.
Yeah. No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
You most certainly did.
Fuck you. Rewind it and play it for me.
All right, fucker.
Fucking play it for me.
Right.
Let's hear it.
All right.
The correct speech would have been...
Right there. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I said the correct speech would have been...
Yes, you said
that's
bean.
Wait,
no. What did I say? I never said that I didn't say bean.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. Play it for me. Rewind it and play it back. I didn't say bean. The word bean.
Yes, you did. You just said bean.
See, there's you saying that you didn't say bean.
I fucking hate you. Turn my mic back on, you jack.
Nobody's mics are on.
Well, it is legend in my spare time, after all.
We still got it. Yeah. This one was on.
So apparently, for this time, I'm the one in the room that talks funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Matt over here, who is also from Canada, he doesn't think we talk funny, right?
I don't get it.
He's a retarded Wookiee. Like, Wookiees already can't talk.
He's an Ewok?
Oh, Cyclones suck. All the listeners for my show don't even know what the fuck a cyclone is.
And they're like, no, cyclones blow. We had one up here once. Took out half of our trailer parks. Fucker.
Yeah, trailer parks. Let's talk about trailer parks. Because you fucking live in Smallville. Jesus.
Oh. That's actually the next town over.
Where you live, you can't even get a fucking pizza.
Like yeah, we can. Pizza. Where that's I live, they don't put fucking ketchup and mustard on our pizza, you fucking weirdos.
That's a special pizza. That's
no,
not regular pizza.
No, special as in menu. You have to give him a chance.
What? I know it sounds good.
Shut your whole mouth.
That's stuck in his boob.
Listen, folks. These fucking crazy Smallville people, here's what they have for a pizza. First off, it's an Oktoberfest pizza, and we all know how Matt Lees feels about Oktoberfest.
They don't yet.
Oh, they do, because this is my show. Fucking Germans in fucking tight leather pants, warm, overpriced beer,
yeah,
get your fucking polka music out of my goddamn city.
Which is what you said two episodes ago, and they haven't heard that one yet.
Right, exactly. But the pizza here, so the sauce is ketchup and mustard. Then they have cheese, bratwurst, and sauerkraut. To be honest, I'd rather eat my own shit than to eat that pizza, because it sounds... fucking terrible.
Oh, it's amazing.
Awful. You might as well serve it with a Shinerbach. For those of you at home who don't understand, Shinerbach is a shitty American beer. And Rev, we all know how the Rev feels about American beer, don't we, folks? God, I wish it was an audio podcast, a video visual podcast.
Yeah, I wish it was an audio podcast, too, but right now you're just kind of limping by, aren't you?
Oh.
Son of a bitch.
At least my mixer has faders.
Oh! Yeah, I guess when you're not so worried about quality entertainment, you can get fancy gadgets to play with. Huh? I will fucking kill you.
I'm going to steal and fuck your R2.
Good luck lifting it, tiny arms.
Well, how do I turn it on? I need to talk to it so it'll follow me.
Isn't that you, how you handle Jenny?
Just wait, you'll hear her come down the steps. I'm gonna fucking kill you! She stabbed me with a fork! With a fucking fork!
I am a little scared of Miss Zach. I'm a little scared of her.
Nah.
We're not gonna, you know, dirty her by saying her name on our show.
Yeah, I already did.
Did I?
Yes.
Bullshit! Yes! You fucking rewind. No, okay, no, don't.
I'll do it.
No, don't. No more rewinding. No more rewinding, okay? This is getting worse than Iron Man 2.
Don't reveal too much information.
Motherfuck! You haven't even seen it!
I know, but I can, you know, guy in a metal suit, whatever. Big fight at the end. Bad, good guy wins. Am I getting there?
Yeah, well, the thing is, it should give you hope. Someday you could have prosthesis that would allow you to fucking lift things. And,
right, and sometimes...
And wave without breaking your fucking wrist.
Maybe one day you can get a prosthetic dick and get up to 5 inches.
You brought a retarded Wookiee with you. I fucked my wife last night.
Oh, I know. I heard. Winky. Quickest 22 seconds of my life. I started looking around the room for my headphones so I wouldn't have to hear anything, and then it was over.
I don't know if I'm okay with the fact that he had the quickest 22 seconds of his life in my kid's bed while it squeaked, because that's the only bed in the house that squeaks.
What was with the cat last?
Yeah, and then Zach's cat tried to fuck me. When I wouldn't put out, she went down to the Wookiee and fucking slept next to that cat. It was a scary night.
Yeah.
It was like Halloween. I hear this scratching at the door and this little kitty noise. And then all of a sudden the door is... I'm like, one of these fuckers is going to kill me. I fucking know it. And then this cat opens the door, looks at me like, who the fuck are you and why was the fucking door closed? So the cat walks around, leaves the room. I get up, close the door. Doors open again, and I'm like, I'm going to leave the door open. That's pretty much how that whole night went. It was a scary evening. But I didn't have any fucking Wookiees jumping on me in bed like we did at the fucking hotel. How about that, Matt? Now you're embarrassed.
Those weren't Wookiees. Those are Pakistanis.
Yeah. Oh, I hope you're not trying to sleep. Fuck you. I will give you 5 rubles for your daughter's hand in marriage. Oh, it's got racist in here.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't?
No.
Oh.
I mean, aside from the fact I think it's rupees instead of rupees, but it's just ignorant.
I said rupees, didn't I?
No, you said rupees.
Bullshit! Play it back! Rewind my nuts, motherfucker.
Oh. Back before they had herpes? Because you're the only guy that named your nuts A and K.
Oh, see what he did there, ladies and gentlemen? The rabbi has cleaned his life up, just so you're aware. AK went away to rabbi school, and now he's clean and living nice.
He's a rabbinical clergy. So stupid.
Well, your former guy moved to fucking Potato Land, and my former guy became a rabbi. What do you want from me?
Yeah, but he went from fucking whores to now he can't have any pork.
His favorite part of a chick is the Adam's apple.
I can just picture him just licking the Adam's apple, just following its topography with his tongue.
You know what AK hates is when we go... Because he knows that I'm mocking him for putting his tongue in another dude's mouth.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you know what, AK hates reaching down somebody's pants and not finding a dick.
He doesn't know how to compute that because it's not normal. For the record, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever meet a dude, I slipped there. If you ever meet a chick at a gay bar, it's probably not a chick.
Right.
And then before you make out with her on a 20-minute cab ride, you might want to check for the Adam's apple. I'm just saying, AK.
Or, to be safe... The wiener.
Yeah, just right away, just grab the crotch.
Just be like, hey, we're already making out. Can I just check to make sure you don't have a dick? I mean, because not for nothing, but we just met in a fucking gay bar. So, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying you're manly, but those hands, those could pop rivets. I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there. And really, you really bad fake tan or 5 o'clock shadow. Don't know. But I'm afraid that one of us is going to get penetrated tonight, and it's not going to be you, and that'll make me a little uncomfortable. That's the kind of questions you ask when you meet a chick at a gay bar.
You don't just say...
Why was he at a gay bar?
Because he was trying to meet a chick.
And by chick, you mean dude.
Well, but he thought he was meeting a chick.
Yeah, but why did he go to a gay bar specifically to meet a chick?
I don't know.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, he's a strange individual, you know what I mean? He's a weird, weird man. I think we should introduce him to Swartz.
They've probably already met. Yeah.
Well, I already allotted the time for this. Oh, he sounded like Yoda. I tried to do a Swartz impression. He sounded more like Yoda.
He sounded more like Harvey Fierstein.
I don't know who that is. I don't understand your reference.
You don't know who Harvey Fierstein is?
No, is it fucking Iron Man?
Oh,
no, wow. I'm just kidding. I know that that's Donald Stark. Wait, you hold that. I'm going to take a picture of his face and post it. And post it as the fucking episode picture and be like, this is Zach when he was ashamed of me. Oh, so much shame because I didn't know Donald Stark's name. Played by Robert Downey Jr. Hey, folks, when you do see the picture, you'll notice that Zach stole my Goonies t-shirt.
I had it first.
No, it's not the cover for Goonies 3 or 2. Fuck! God damn it. How many Goonies movies are there?
7.
1.
Good man. How many Ghostbusters movies are there?
4.
Maybe he thought you said how many Ghostbusters are there.
Well, there's 3 because the black guy doesn't count, right?
He's seen shit that'll turn you white.
Yeah.
Apparently not enough of it, though.
Racism 1. Well, let me just say that this about that. That's a big Twinkie.
That's a big goddamn Twinkie.
Oh, wow. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable in here now. Oh, wow. It's very strange. It's very strange. So what's the time looking like?
We're at 43:40.
Oh, my fucking God. Just kidding. You make any good jokes? Oh, wait. My listeners will fucking love some of your Helen Keller jokes. Let's have them.
Didn't we already do them?
Not on a show.
We just did them on the last show. Oh,
but most of them were in the car.
Didn't we just do them on the misinformation?
No, you did like one.
Huh? That's the one on misinformation? What did Helen Keller name her dog?
Ender!
Why can't Helen Keller drive? Because she's a woman?
Listen, I'm okay with racism, but we don't get into being sexist here on Legend in My Spare Time. Okay?
Continue.
I think Bullet Belt would disagree.
Oh, do not speak of it. She's always listening.
Why does Helen Keller only masturbate with one hand? So she can moan with the other.
Ooh, it's getting awkward in here. I would like to apologize to any deaf listeners if you may have.
Yeah, hey, don't be offended as you read this.
Could you imagine seeing any of our podcasts in text form?
Hey, apparently you can just bind them into a book and people will buy the shit out of it. And then ask you when the audio book comes out.
Don't be angry at Kevin Smith anymore.
I'm not angry, I'm disappointed. There's a difference.
I guess. Fuck you, Kevin Smith.
You know what I do like, though?
Porn? Titties?
Tell him Steve Dave.
Tell him Steve Dave. Yeah. Walt Flanagan and I. You know what I mean? We've had a few conversations. We're pretty tight.
He likes it as long as you're buying shit from him.
Hey, that's cool with me. All I'm saying is, if you went into the secret stash and said, Matt Lees, he'd be like, yeah, because I bought shit off him. He is aware of my name, and that's enough for me.
Quinn knows about Misinformation Podcast.
Yeah, but Quinn isn't really part of the show. Wait, you want to hear my impression of Quinn?
Oh!
There it is.
He doesn't do that, though, ever.
I know, but it's... God damn it! Fuck you, Zach.
And I think he makes that show. There, I said it.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
They needed a third. It was a good idea.
Yeah. So for those of you who haven't listened, tell them Steve Dave. Not that they need our help.
Yeah, I was just gonna say because they're 5,000 listeners right. A week need our help.
But I just don't want my listeners to be like, "What the fuck are these guys talking about?"
It's a very very funny show.
It is. Yeah. I would say it's about comes in second to Legend in My Spare Time, in my opinion. But wow. I'm delusional, so
wow.
It's easy to do. Wow. No, they are much funnier than us.
Yeah, it's very, very... It's natural. A lot of editing goes into that show, though.
Yeah. They do fun games like Booty Time and One True Three.
Okay, I'm torn on the Booty Time thing because their announcer for Booty Time...
yeah, he's kind of like the Reverend. The Reverend knows I think he's half retarded. It's funny. I call him
that. I was like, are we talking about the same dude?
I call the Reverend my big retarded monkey sometimes. And he's not here right now, so fuck him. I'm not scared of him.
Oh, I got to pee so bad.
Oh, baby bladder.
Yeah, pretty much. I've been drinking water all the time.
Okay, listen, this is how we'll wrap up.
We've got 15 minutes.
It'll take a few minutes. All right. We're going to steal from Tell Him Steve Dave, and we're going to play one true three. Yes,
we are. I can't abide that.
This is my podcast.
I'm just saying, I'll take no part in it.
Okay, fine. We'll call it one truth three.
No, I won't. No, I won't do it.
Well, now what the fuck are we going to do?
Hey, the rest of the guys can play, but I won't do it.
Because in case Quinn listens to it? No, hey, bro, you stole my idea.
No, I just think it's,
I'm not going to be internet friends with you now. Like, what the fuck? What are you afraid of?
I don't like the idea of stealing somebody's Fine. Bit.
Fine. How about this? I'll tell you guys three things about myself, and you guys can predict which one's true.
That's the same thing!
But it doesn't have a it's title or a theme
thing.
Song!
We're doing the same thing! You know what I want to do? I think I'm going to start writing comic books, and I'm going to have an invulnerable guy, right? And he's going to be from a different planet, and he's going to be adopted by people. You know, he'll be land in the Midwest somewhere, right? And then and then what I'm going to do is he'll be invulnerable, except for when rocks from his home planet land. And, like, red ones will make him angry, and green ones will make his powers go away.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, stop. You see where I'm going with this? What's he talking about? I give you $20 if you tell me what he was just talking
about.
You
don't have $20.
I think I just about have $20. Come on, what's he talking about?
Oh,
you owe me $20, motherfucker.
I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell my 13-year-old kid.
Uh-oh.
Acting stupid for attention makes you a retard, all right?
But you already called me one, so I thought
No, I called you a retarded Wookiee. There's a difference, okay? You're still an alien. Like, at least that way you're an alien that can fly a fucking Star Cruiser, okay? But when you play dumb for attention, it belittles you, sir.
But I don't even know what it is.
You've been doing it for 123 episodes, motherfucker.
Yeah, and I was doing it so well that you went, hey, maybe I should try this too.
No, it was like, if that fucker can do it, I can do it.
You really don't know? Really?
No.
What the fuck?
I know, man.
Superman, man.
Never heard of him.
What? Wait. What did you just say? You've never what?
I've seen it.
Like, in person? No, me neither.
Listen. Wait. You've never seen any of the Superman movies?
Any of them?
No.
Don't you fucking bring this guy with you again.
Oh.
He may be polite and cute to look at, but I don't want him in my fucking house. He makes me feel dirty.
You've never where the fuck have you been?
You know what? I bet you did.
That was for you.
I bet you played sports in high school, didn't you?
I played football,
yeah. Yeah, you were a fucking athlete, weren't you? Yeah? Did you push kids into lockers?
No. Huh? I got pushed into lockers.
Oh. So what, were you a punter?
No, he was a receiver.
Yeah.
Wow. God. I can't believe you've never...
How could you... What did you watch? Like, what...
Not nerd stuff.
Oh. No. Ooh, just got fucking real.
So,
okay, what's your favorite movie?
Four Brothers. Like
of all time?
Godfather.
That fucking movie?
No.
Wait a minute. Of all time?
Get over here.
Of all time, your favorite movies, fucking though. Movie is Four
I'm
Brothers?
I'm a sports guy.
Isn't man. Fucking Tyrese Gibson in that fucking movie? You yeah. fag.
Although, fucking shout out to Tyrese Gibson for fucking Flight of the Phoenix. That movie was badass.
The one with Dennis Quaid?
Yeah. When the plane crashed and then they rebuilt it and flew away with Giovanni Ribisi.
I remember it the first time in fucking 1950 when it was called Flight of the Phoenix when it was made back then.
That just means you're old.
Really? All time, Four Brothers?
Well, if I thought about it, maybe I'd think of something good. But.
Yeah, he is only 17.
How many copies of fucking The Fast and the Furious do you have, you weirdo?
All four.
He would. God damn it.
You even have the fucking one with Bow Wow?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of this room. Get the fuck out of... Wait, am I allowed to kick him out of your room?
I'm afraid of what he'll do out there. If you let him go out, I'd rather keep him in here where we can keep a fucking eye on his stupid ass. What the fuck?
Your wife is out there,
Yeah.
Wow!
Yeah, she loves comics and doesn't send sad text messages, so you don't got a fucking shot.
Oh, short.
Out of all fucking movies, you pick Four Brothers.
I liked, Black Hawk Down. That was pretty good.
The most depressing movie ever made.
No. The most depressing movie ever made was that fucking Requiem for a Dream.
I've actually never seen that.
Oh, I really contemplated either pressing stop on the DVD player or just killing myself.
I hate Black Hawk Down because it makes me so angry to watch it. You're like, hey, we're here to help you guys. Now we're going to drag your dead bodies through the streets. Wait a minute. What the fuck? We were here to help you. Why the fuck are you doing this stuff? Oh, God, they killed all of our people. Yeah.
Born in the U.S. We're doing this for your own good. Give us all your oil. But I wouldn't know anything about
that. That's not. You're thinking of the wrong one.
No, I'm not.
No, there was no oil.
No, joke's on you because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So there you go.
Stupid.
You know what the sad thing is?
He's not lying about Four Brothers, because we asked him this question last
time. I know. But as far as your best, your favorite movie of all movies, that's what you pick? Like, that's the first thing that jumps into your head?
What's one movie that, whether you own it or not, every time it's on TV even, you just watch it? You just won't turn the channel if that movie's on. Do you have one?
But see, that movie is not my favorite movie. For me, that movie's The Postman. I will watch that fucking movie every time it's on.
Okay. Well, but even that is probably going to be a better answer than Four Brothers. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But he's trying to fucking help you here, son.
Just like last night when I asked it in front of everybody, it was a setup for you to say Star Wars, so Zach wouldn't throw you out of the house.
Well, he did kind of mumble The Godfather, but I don't know if he's really seen the whole
thing. Notebook.
I see what just happened there.
Yeah, for those of you who aren't caught up, The Notebook almost ended my internet friendship with Zach because I told him it was gay.
Well, and I warned him. I said, if I ever tell you why I love that movie so much, you're going to feel fucking terrible.
And I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, you feel terrible, don't you? He did the same thing to me, too. Yeah.
But then you sat in the background of that going, gay.
Well, I didn't get
and then he turned it off and told me, and then don't. Just don't.
Just don't. Basically, folks, Zach has a very cute reason to enjoy The Notebook. And that's fine.
I don't know that it's cute so much as it's very
sentimental.
Yeah, it's very sentimental. Very
Okay, cute, sentimental, whatever. Same kind of thing. You knew what I meant. Okay, so whether or not I think it's a questionable movie, Zach has every right to enjoy it, and we're gonna leave it at that.
Because I feel bad again. Because he doesn't even say it.
Because Matt Lees does not fucking want to feel like he's going to hell.
Well, I'm already going to hell, but I don't want to cry right now. Huh. When you tell me this fucking story again.
And listen to your fucking tears sizzle on the hot rocks in hell.
Yeah. At least when I go to hell, I'm going to be with all you fuckers, so we'll be at it.
I'm not going to hell.
Me neither.
I already am in hell.
You know what? I don't think we're going to get a better ending than that. So, closing words for my good friend Eric.
My favorite movie is Boys in the Hood.
Gay. Closing words from my favorite fatty.
Gay.
Closing words from, no, you shut your mouth. Zach?
Well, I was about to say this is the most fun it could ever have been.
But I thought about it and had to shut my whore mouth.
And now you're fucking Scottish. Freedom!
This is fucking terrible. I'm ashamed of myself, and I'm ashamed of all of you. This has been another episode of Legend in My Spare Time. Anything else, dickhead?
Oh!
AK, do the retard scream. No, not you.
You're not a retard!
I knew that was going to happen!
Your name's not AK!
I didn't know what the fuck you just said to me.
It's called we'll put it in post.
Which at least retard, I stepped
up. That's fair. Fair enough. All right, let's try this again. What's going to happen here, Chewy?
No!
All right, fine. Not you. AK, give us the retard scream.
Legend in my bed.
I was waiting for him to do it again.
Alright, give us one more Chewy. Get the fuck off my plate.